Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
For 14 years, investigators believed a 2-year-old girl found wrapped in a blanket near Gilgo Beach was murdered by the same man who'd been dumping bodies along Ocean Parkway. She was wearing tiny gold hoop earrings when they found her. A rope necklace, no apparent trauma, just a toddler, discarded in the brush, like she was nothing. They called her Baby Doe, her mother known only as Peaches because of a tattoo on her torso had been found dismembered in 1997. Additional remains turned up in 2011, not far from where the child lay. The assumption was obvious. Same killer, same stretch of coastline, same pattern of disposal. When Rex Hierman got arrested in 2023, everyone figured it was only a matter of time before Peaches and Baby Doe got on his tab. They were wrong. In December of 2025, police arrested Andrew Dykes, a 66-year-old man living near Tampa, Florida, and charged him with murdering both of them. Andrew Dykes was the child's father. His name was on the birth certificate. That's how they found him. The same DNA genealogy technology that identified the victims led investigators directly to the man who allegedly killed them. And here's where it gets uncomfortable. Dykes had been cooperating with the investigation. When police announced the identifications back in April of 25, they specifically noted that the father had been located and was assisting with inquiries. 7 months later, he was in handcuffs. So what does this mean for the Rex Hierman case? It means the body count along that stretch of Long Island wasn't the work of one monster alone. It was a corridor of disposal for multiple predators. Yet it means Rex Hewerman, who is still facing trial for 7 murders, isn't responsible for every set of remains found in the Gilgo Beach investigation, just allegedly quite a few of them. It's an uncomfortable truth in reality that a lot of people who've been following this case for so many years are having a hard time stomaching. It is easier to think, we got our boogeyman. There he is. In all of his architecture glory. The architect from hell. Musted on everything. But in reality, he's just one of many monsters. But he's a monster that in 2026 may finally go to trial. And what's waiting in that courtroom is unlike anything New York has seen. The next major date is January 13th of 2026. That's the deadline for defense motions. After that, we're looking at a trial date being set. Possibly spring, possibly summer, but it's coming. The prosecution has already filed its statement of readiness. They've turned over a 723-page evidence inventory. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney has been signaling for months that they are ready to go. The defense wants delay. The court wants resolution. Something has to give here. Here's what's already been decided. Rex Hewerman will face one trial for all 7 murders. His defense team pushed hard for severance. They wanted up to 5 separate trials, arguing there was no consistent method connecting the killings. Different time frames, different locations, different levels of mutilation. The judge, didn't buy it. In September of 25, Judge Timothy Mazey ruled that the cases are, in legal terms, inextricably interwoven. One trial, 7 victims, 3 decades of alleged killing compressed into a single proceeding. The defense also tried twice to get the DNA evidence thrown out. This is critical because the DNA is what ties Hewerman to 6 of the 7 victims. Prosecutors used a technique called whole genome sequencing, which can extract usable genetic material from degraded samples like rootless hair. The testing was done by a California lab called Estera Forensics, and it has never been admitted in a New York criminal case before. Hewerman's attorney, Michael Brown, called it magic. Like you do when you're a defense attorney and you're trying to degrade anything that comes out that might be pretty damning to your client. Magic. The court called it admissible. Just because something hasn't been used in your courtroom before doesn't mean it's magic. Go see the magician at the county fair. It's witchcraft. That ruling alone could reshape how cold cases are prosecuted in the state for years to come. A new precedent is being set. Just as it always is when new ways of examining technology come about. There's always going to be a first. It's not something they got in a Happy Meal in 1989 and said, look at this. This is going to tell us everything. They're not taking pool chlorine strips and going, this will be good for a murder trial. Magic. David Blaine isn't coming in and hiding DNA samples inside of oranges. This is real science from real labs with real data that points to one real person. Or his family as well. I mean, the odds on this, like, pretty slim to nil that you have all of your family members' DNA on multiple burlap sacks on multiple victims. The odds of that, if it's not you, like, wow. Again, innocence will proven guilty, but that's what we're looking at. Even without the DNA, prosecutors have something else, something that might be even more damning. They have the planning document. Remember this. Found on a hard drive in Hewerman's basement, allegedly. It's what's called unallocated space, which means it has been deleted. Yeah. So this was a document that was on his computer. He pressed delete. The computer nerds, for lack of a better term, the forensic computer people who can go in there who know how to find that stuff. Because it can be fun. Just because you press delete doesn't mean the data is magically off your hard drive. It can be. It's basically telling your computer it can overwrite there when it's ready. And luckily, it didn't overwrite there yet. So what was there is there. And they found it. And in that Microsoft Word file, allegedly created back in 2000 and modified through 2002, the title HK2002-04, according to prosecutors, it's a manual for murder. The document is broken into categories: problems, supplies, body prep, post-event. Under problems, the first item listed is DNA. Under supplies, cutting tools, acid, tarps, hairnets. Under body prep, instructions to remove heads, hands, and identifying marks like tattoos. There are notes about rope, specifically that light rope broke under stress of being tightened, and heavier rope should be used for neck. In quotes, for neck. There are reminders to, quote, get sleep before hunt, because being, quote, too tired creates problems. He had to write this shit down. I know. It's like, it's just so absurd. It's so absurd. But it's like this. You're like, how do these people think? This is how they think. I mean, let me check my notes. Oh, good thing it says to get some sleep. Better hit the hay early. And according to court filings, the filings describing the document, there's a line about how more sleep and noise control equals more playtime. Playtime. That's the verbiage in the doc. The document also allegedly references specific pages from John Douglas's book, Mindhunter, the former FBI profiler who interviewed dozens of serial killers. Prosecutors believe Huerman was using it as a textbook, learning from the masters, so to speak. And perhaps most significantly, the document lists Mill Road in Marionville as a potential dump site. It's also the same location where the partial remains of Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack were found. After discovering this document, investigators went back to Huerman's house with infrared equipment. They found pushpin holes in the basement drop ceiling, adhesive residue on paneling, evidence prosecutors say that matches what the document describes. This is the thing that kept all seven cases in one trial. This is the prosecution's nuclear weapon, if you will. Let me walk you through the victims, because their names do matter. Sandra Costella. She was 28 years old, found stabbed in a wooded area of North Sea in November of 1993. For years, investigators thought she was killed by John Bitterloff, a local carpenter who was convicted of murdering two other women. DNA ruled him out, though. In June of 2024, Huerman was charged with her murder. She's the earliest known victim, which means if prosecutors are right, Huerman started killing in his 20s and didn't stop for nearly two decades. Valerie Mack, 24, her torso was found in Marionville in 2000. Additional remains, skull, hands, foot, were found near Gilgo Beach in 2011. Her right leg had been removed. It had a tattoo of her son's name on it. The planning document allegedly calls for removal of identifying marks before packaging the body for transportation. His words, or whosever words of who made the doc. Jessica Taylor, 20. Disappeared from Manhattan in July of 2003. Her dismembered torso was found in Marionville. Weeks later, her arms and head severed. The tattoo on her body had been, in the words of the indictment, severely obliterated by a sharp object. Her skull and limbs weren't found until 2011 during the expanded Gilgo search. Maureen Brainerd Barnes, 25, a single mother from Connecticut who had gotten out of the S-Work area but went back to pay her mortgage after receiving an eviction notice. She was last seen July 9th of 07. Her body was found bound with three leather belts. According to prosecutors, DNA in one of those belts matched Heuermann's wife. Allegedly. Melissa Barthelemy, 24, disappeared in July of 09. But a week later, her teenage sister, Amanda, started receiving calls from Melissa's cell phone. The caller was male. He said things like, "Are you a whore like your sister?" This is what the phone calls were. The calls never lasted more than 90 seconds. Some were traced to the Madison Square Garden area. Megan Waterman, 22, last seen in June of 2010. Amberlynn Costello, 27, the last victim. She was picked up outside her house in West Babylon in September of 2010 after a client offered her $1,500 for an overnight out call. She was never seen alive again. All seven women were petite, all were in their 20s, all worked as escorts, and according to prosecutors, all were allegedly killed while Heuermann's wife and children were away on vacation. Speaking of the family, this is where things get genuinely strange. Heuermann's wife, Asa Elrup, divorced him after his arrest, but she still attends every court hearing. She publicly stated she doesn't believe he's guilty. The daughter, Victoria, attends with her, but Victoria has said she believes her father is most likely the Gilgo Beach serial killer. Same courtroom, same family, opposite conclusions. Their attorney, Robert Macedonio, put it simply, this has destroyed their lives. Now, separate from the prosecution's case, there are additional claims that have surfaced publicly. Attorney John Ray, who represents several victims' families, held a press conference in September of 24, presenting witness affidavits. Those have not been verified by law enforcement and are not part of the charges against Heuermann, but they're worth noting for context. According to one affidavit presented by Ray, a witness claims she attended what she described as a S party at Heuermann's house in February of 96. She says she brought another woman with her, a woman she now believes was Karen Vergata, another victim found near Gilgo Beach. The witness claims Elrup was home that night and told her that Heuermann had brought her from her country and that she was afraid of Rex. Again, these are unverified claims from a victim's family's attorney, not evidence presented by prosecutors. Elrup is not a suspect, but according to prosecutors, hair matching her DNA profile and that of her daughter was found on multiple victims. And again, if you're new to this case and you're going, well, what did they have to do with this? They lived in a hoarder house. And if you ever, you know, you've probably seen a hoarder house before. It's not exactly spick and span clean. Hair, dust, kind of goes everywhere. And if you got burlap sacks sitting around, which it appears Rex had a couple of, it's not entirely crazy to think that their DNA material, hair, might end up on some of the burlap sacks sitting around the old man cave or wherever the hell it was. So does it place them as part of the actual crimes? It's not how it's being viewed here. Let's put it that way. Because I could see other cases where this would be looked at as, see, look at the evidence. But there's not really a lot pointing to the family being involved, at least as of right now. And they are maintaining their innocence. And rightfully so. It's an odd family, without a doubt. If you watch the doc, if you've seen the interviews, if you've seen the interactions, I don't know what the hell's going on here. But odd doesn't mean that everyone is involved in a murder conspiracy. I mean, just think what it would take to be the daughter, the spouse, of Rex Huerman for all those years and have no idea what's going on. It takes a special type of psychology. It takes a special type of mental gymnastics to make that work. And it appears these folks are great mental gymnasts. Again, not in any way insinuating that they had anything to do with it, but it may explain what a lot of us look at and go, that's odd. And it may just be that. Odd. Karen Vergata, by the way, has not been added to the charges against Huerman. Her legs were found floating near Fire Island in 96. Her skull was found at Tobe Beach in 2011. She was publicly identified in 2023. Prosecutors have acknowledged the investigation continues, but they haven't named Huerman as a suspect in that. Not yet, anyway. There's also the victim known as Asian Male Doe, a biological male found in women's clothing, killed by blunt force trauma, still unidentified, still no charges. The task force released updated composite sketches in late 24, but so far nothing. And there's Shannon Gilbert, the woman whose 2010 disappearance launched the search that uncovered everything. Her remains were found in a marsh near Oak Beach in December of 2011. Police ruled her death accidental, like drowning. Her family has never accepted that. In the same September 24 press release, attorney John Ray presented a witness who claimed she saw Gilbert with a man matching Huerman's description in 2009. And with the other witness claims Ray presented, this has not been independently verified and is not part of any charges as of right now. No connection between Huerman and Gilbert has been established by prosecutors, again, as of yet. So what does 2026 actually look like for this case? Well, I'll say this. If no more charges are added, we're probably going to trial. We just talked about two branches hanging over the fence here that look like they might need some trimming. Or they might just keep going forward. And maybe they'll get to those branches later. January brings the motion deadline. After that, we are likely looking at a trial date announcement. The prosecution says they are ready. The defense is stalling. The judge has shown little patience for delay. And if this goes to trial mid-year, expect it to last weeks, possibly longer. The evidence is voluminous. The victim count is high, and the defense is going to fight every piece of DNA, every digital forensic finding, every inference drawn from that planning document. There could be additional charges. Like we said, Karen Vergata is still out there. Legally speaking, if investigators find what they need, Huerman's count could go to 8. The Suffolk County DA's office has formed a cold case task force examining hundreds of unsolved murders and disappearances dating back to 1965. An army of investigators, in Tierney's words, pursuing every lead. And there's still the question of what else was on those devices. Police seized more than 350 electronic items from Huerman's home and storage unit. I know, it does seem like a high number for one architect man to have. 58 hard drives, 27 computers, 46 cell phones, 50 hotel key cards. They found images depicting violent sexual acts. They found newspapers and magazines about the Gilgo killings. They found that planning document. What else is there? We don't fully know yet. Huerman has pled not guilty to all charges. He's been held without bail at the Riverhead Correctional Facility since July of 23. His attorney says there will be no plea deal. Huerman reportedly is anxious to get to trial. For 15 years, Long Island lived with the knowledge that someone was out there. The beaches, the parkways, the scrub brush along Ocean Parkway. All of it shadowed by the question that wouldn't go away. Who was doing this? Who was hunting these women? Who was wrapping their bodies in burlap and leaving them in the weeds like discarded construction materials? Now there's a name, a face, a house in Massapequa Park. that sat there for decades, unremarkable, while according to prosecutors, its basement allegedly served as a site for murder. And there's a Word document allegedly written by an architect who approached murder the same way he approached building plans. Methodical, documented, refined over time. Rex Heerman says he didn't do it. His daughter thinks he did. His ex-wife sits in the gallery, still refusing to believe. 2026 is the year the speculation ends and the evidence speaks. Hopefully. Whatever the jury decides, the families of seven women will finally get their day. After all this time, after the false starts and the bureaucratic failures and years of nothing, someone is going to have to answer for what happened along that stretch of coastline. The only question left is whether the answer will be guilty. Tell me what you think in the comment section on YouTube. Do you think we're getting to trial in 2026, or do you think we're going to get more charges or more delay? Delay doesn't necessarily mean more charges. But that judge does want this show to get on the road. And more importantly, the bigger picture, did he do it? The evidence is damning. It really is. Or, in the words of Heerman's attorney, it's magic. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. And please do press subscribe while you are there. We're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. It looks like we're probably actually going to do it. We might make it before Christmas. We're probably going to, which, my God, thank you guys so much. I'm shocked by it. I thought, well, maybe early January. I think we're going to hit it, but with your help. We're not there yet, so I don't want to count the chickens before they hatch. So please, if you've not done so already, if you like what we're doing, hit subscribe on YouTube so you can follow us and you won't miss any of our reporting on this and the many cases we cover for you right here. Apple Podcasts is another place where if you want to show some support, please do press subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. So many people find us there in the podcast ecosystem. That's where like 80 to 90% of the listens come from. So a few kind words there on Apple Podcasts go a long way in letting other folks know that we exist and that you appreciate our reporting. So thank you so much for doing that if you have a few moments. All right. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino. Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.